discuss some of my comments that I'm going to make. I want to focus on the standard and the criteria that the commission is to evaluate in making the decision. And I know you all know it, but it's Article 23 of the zoning regulations. And I want to briefly touch on some of those criteria in the context of looking at that photograph. One of the criteria is that the use should not substantially and materially cause injury to property values within the area. How can this not negatively impact neighboring property values? Hundreds of junk cars that are going nowhere and that are going to sit there and just continue to rust and deteriorate. I think that's self-proving that this is going to have an impact on property values in the area. Another criteria, the proposed use is compatible with adjacent uses. All we have to do is look at this diagram to see that obviously 500 cars turning something into an industrial site is not even remotely close to being compatible with adjacent uses. Another criteria, that adequate access routes will be provided and designed to provide ingress and egress. Now, this relates not only to the property, but how are we going to get to the property? There have been semi-trucks up and down these dirt roads, in and out of this property, hauling these cars in for the last several weeks, if not months. There's a one-lane bridge that has to, that those trucks have to cross. These roads are not designed for this type of traffic and this type of activity. Those, as you all, and then, of course, we have a very important criteria. It's not going to endanger the public health, safety, or general welfare. Mr. Ailey, of course, has spoken to that today in terms of the groundwater. I don't know if you all know Mr. Ailey. I do. He probably doesn't remember it, but I had a case with him years ago, and he was the expert witness on the other side. I got to learn a lot about him. He's one of the nation's foremost experts on groundwater and groundwater contamination. If this man says that something is going to impact the groundwater, I trust that. I've researched him. He knows his stuff. The bottom line is, and we could go through all of these criteria, and I know my time is limited, but they don't check the boxes to get a conditional use permit. They don't check any of the boxes to get a conditional use permit. This is not the right use of this property in this location. Now, there are three ancillary issues that I feel like I need to speak to because, in my mind, there are three insurmountable hurdles, notwithstanding the CUP, three insurmountable hurdles to the use of this property for a junkyard. The first is, it's been generally alluded to here today, but there's a substantial easement that goes right across this property. Show Me Power has a 150-foot easement that I can I've got a copy of the easement. I also have a survey that depicts the easement. I'll be happy to provide both of those things to you all. What I can tell you is virtually every vehicle in this picture can't be there. The easement cannot be used for these types of things. The easement has to be clear. It's 150-foot wide, and again, we can show you the survey. It basically covers the entirety of that property. Those cars can't be there, pursuant to the terms of the easement. Number two, Missouri has some pretty stringent laws when it comes to having a salvage yard or a junkyard on your property. Those laws apply whether you're in the city of St. Louis or whether you're out in the country in Taney County. They're state laws. One of those state laws is statute sections 226.650 to 226.720. Those statutes say that you have to have, and I've got a summary of what those statutes say. This is Department of Transportation requirements. Those statutes say before you can have a junkyard or operate one in the state of Missouri, you have to go to the Department of Transportation, you have to get a permit. It's not easy to get. They haven't done that. I don't think that they'll ever be able to do that. Third insurmountable hurdle is similar requirements from the Department of Revenue. The Department of Revenue also has significant statutory requirements that you must meet in order to operate a salvage yard in the state of Missouri. The applicants haven't even tried. They haven't even gone and applied. haven't even tried to get it. And those statutes are found in Chapter 301 of the Missouri statutes. They're very stringent, very detailed requirements. They can't get them. They haven't tried, but they can't meet the requirements. So, and I think it's worth mentioning, those requirements of the Department of Revenue, if you operate a salvage yard and you don't have that permit, it's a crime. It's actually a Class A misdemeanor, and you're subject to prosecution. That's the current state of things. So where are we as we stand here tonight? We've got what's clearly been turned into, without your permission, it's been turned into an industrial site. This industrial site was never requested before it was done.
Understand? We need to summarize, finish up.
It was never requested, and they are currently operating this in violation of the zoning regulations. They're operating it in violation of Show Me Powers easement. They're operating it in violation of multiple statutory schemes. This is the wrong site for this particular use of this property.
Right. Appreciate it.
I'll be happy to provide any of these.
If you've got stuff to throw out, we'll keep it in the file. So,
who did you say you were representing?
Yeah, it's kind of a lengthy LLC, 4GR something LLC, but it's a family. Miss Giddens is one of the
back in the back.
I'm just trying to find out where her property
was. We're to the east. I'll show you on, if you'd like, I can show you on the survey. Okay. This is your subject property. This is all my client. My client has about 2,200 acres in this general area.
Okay.
And this, on this survey, you can see the 150-foot easement.
Oh, that's our
covers basically the entirety of the percent here. Yeah. So then this is, that's your survey. This is the easement itself, which reflects the scope, what can be done and what cannot. Here is the Department of Transportation materials on junkyards. I don't have the printout of the Department of Revenue requirements, but again, that's Chapter 301 of the jurisdictions.
Right. Appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up to speak in opposition?
He's four.
If you want to come on up, anyone else? And your name, sir?
My name is Timothy Kraft. I have a farm in the area. I do not adjoin the said property. I'm here because I'm concerned about the environmental issues of it. I think it's been very well documented by these men. It is a pristine area, and there is a lot of water runoff. I have a spring branch just north of this property, and it's beautiful, and I'd like to see it that way. It'd be a shame to come in and contaminate the area, and the runoff, as these men have said, does go into the Bull Shoals Lake drainage area. It's just not good, and so I just wanted to stand up for everybody in the area to try to keep it clean. It's a pristine area.
All right, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Anyone else in the middle? I'll work over this way, sir. After.
My name is Brandon Burkhart, and I join the property right here. And I believe this is the proposed site where they said they were going to put the majority of the cars. I'm concerned about property value. I've worked my whole life to acquire something like this down the lake, and that's going to affect my property value even more. Not aside from the, you know, that's still going to run off on my property, whatever's there. So I just want to stand up and be on record that I'm not for the salvage yard.
I'm sorry, did we get your name?
Brandon Burkhart.
And you got it? Presley, okay, thank you. All right, thank you. Anyone else here in the middle? Sir? Good evening.
Hey, my name's Matt Turvo. I live in the corner of Elbow Road and Coker Road, which is half a mile from my driveway is Trimble Road, okay? So I'm concerned about environmental aspects as well, particularly my groundwater, my wells, and everybody out there. And this is not an industrial community. This is all farmland. I've got miniature dairy goats, you know, and some horses and a couple of dogs. And I'm also concerned with, as close as they are to the lake, you know, with the runoff going to the lake, you know, we can devastate the whole area, the economy. And when it goes into the lake, that's not going to be just, you know, a pro-tem issue. That's going to be, you know, the whole surrounding area. It's going to be all of Taney County. It's going to be down in Arkansas. You know, that stays on. And these cars, 500 cars, have been here for a couple months. I watched 125 of them or so. I got tired of counting, you know, when I was out, and they're just passing by, and they turn right on, you know, Coker Road going into the Trimble Road. So my other concern is if it does get stopped, everything's been leaking for 2 months now. That's already going in the atmosphere. For what goes in the atmosphere, what goes into the ground, what goes in the groundwater, what runs off. You know, and that's already started. All that stuff needs to go. That's all I got to say.
All right. Appreciate your time.
Very good.
Thank you. Is that everyone here in the middle? Sir?
My name is Mark Ramsey. My wife and I live at 1900 Eagle Ridge Road, about 3 miles away from this site. First thing I'd like to say is that recognize that auto salvage operations are a very much needed industry. Got to have them. But they belong in correctly zoned industrial districts. This site is obviously it's zoned for agriculture. They're requesting a zoning change, CUP, that's incompatible with an ag use. Now, this CUP, in my opinion, is really nothing but a backdoor rezoning effort. The permit conditions that I heard outlined sounded like pretty weak tea to me. And what happens when any of these permit conditions, whatever they are, I'm really kind of unclear on. I didn't hear anything about site fences. I didn't hear anything about site berms. Heard a lot about groundwater, and that's very important. Land use and zoning and site fences and berms and so forth, that does go with salvage yards. There's a lot of additional conditions that could be added to this, to the requirements. But still, you put all these, whatever conditions that you could come up with on it, at the end of the day, it's still a salvage yard sitting in the middle of pristine cattle country. And that's just what it amounts to. So, thank you all very much.
Appreciate it. I think that, is that everybody in the middle row? Sir? We're moving over this way. Are you up to speak? Did you sign up?
My turn, final.
We're
able to say something.
Yeah, we're on this side of the room. Yes, sir.
Yes, my name's Tom Goldsworthy. I live here in Branson for about 20 years now. Some people may know me, some people may not. I help bring the helicopter in out at the college. I've done quite a few things in my 20 years being here, almost 40 years. That may or may not end here very shortly. I do know that I'm very disappointed in this board for making me sit back there, and I sat back there nice and quiet, came in filled out my little piece of paper, all of that.